You don't have to stare. Come here, get with it. Written by XX Misery Smiles XX. Read by Nonplast. Fandom, the scum villain's self-saving system. Relationships, Mo Beijun / Shang Qinghua. Shang Qinghua / Shen Yuan Shen Qingqiu. Mo Beijun / Shang Qinghua / Shen Yuan Shen Qingqiu. Rating, teen and up audiences. No archive warnings apply. That fucking bitch. Shen Yuan felt a snarl working its way into the back of her throat, like she was some goddamn alley cat, not punch drunk under the club lights in the only damn party dress she owned, light green and clinging tightly to every inch of pale skin. She was new to this game, maybe, but surely it was some rich shade of brassy to give a see you tonight to the girl you just took home and fucked the life out of, only to tangle up with a new patch before you get the chance to lock eyes and lips, Shen Yuan had been hoping, again. It wasn't like it was a pick-a-number type deal either. The mousy bitch was cozied up against the plump chest of the hottest girl in the club. Clearly, she'd seen something sweeter than whatever modest eye candy Shen Yuan had been trying to serve and ate it up. This 6-foot-tall, tattered and ripped, pouty-lipped candy store of a chick, long hair a dark blue curtain over her neck and shoulders. Shen Yuan swiveled a heel and turned to find some liquor to coat her tongue in anything other than thick vinegar. Slim fingers wrapped her wrist. She whipped around, and round eyes blinked up, darkened honey curls bouncing and freckles mixed in across the glitter-splashed cheeks of Shang Qinghua. Shen Yuan had gotten her name. She wasn't that much of an idiot.
Hey, where you going? The mousy girl grinned, swinging back. Don't leave. Thought you said we could have some fun tonight. Don't tell me last night was that bad.
Every flirty word made Shen Yuan want to slap her across her pretty, plump face.
Yeah, fuck that, Shen Yuan hissed out, yanking her hand back. If you're going to suck the face of every girl in the club, that's not my thing.
Shang Qinghua blinked, then flushed, awkwardly laughing.
Oh shit, you saw Mo Beijie and I. Oh doll, that's so not what I was playing at.
Shen Yuan glared.
Then what the fuck are you playing at?
Calm your tits, sugar plum.
Shang Qinghua rolled her eyes, rocking back on the heels of her electric blue and white go-go boots.
I just found us a third.
Shen Yuan froze, brain whiting out.
Third?
Mm-hmm. I mean...
Shang Qinghua stilled slightly, chewing her lip.
If you're up for that.
Shen Yuan's mouth felt dry and hot, tongue twisting and walking to no avail.
Hey, Mo Beijie, this is the princess I was talking about. Gorgeous, right?
The ice-cold eyes of the muscular ice queen raked up and down Shen Yuan, and it set her on fire like a match to a tub of gasoline. Just the faintest nod, and Shen Yuan was dizzy. Gorgeous. She thought Shen Yuan was gorgeous. And Shang Qinghua had called her princess. Fuck. Shen Yuan felt her legs tremble. She wanted to lick that pale neck and find out if it was just as cold as her glare. Fuck, she was so gone for this.
What you say, princess?
Shang Qinghua poked Shen Yuan in the chest, and Shen Yuan wanted to rip off her clothing right here and now. It was worse with the feel of Shang Qinghua's warm breath against her ear a moment later.
Wanna go see what sort of mansion that queen lives in?
She whispered, like it was hot gossip. Shen Yuan's mouth felt unable to move, but she choked out a yes, then felt her cheeks flame. Shang Qinghua cheered, twirling in a circle, before freezing and shrinking back as Mo Beijie raised a single eyebrow in her direction. All that confidence that she'd been running circles around Shen Yuan with
squashed like a fly under Mo Beijie's heeled Doc Martens. Fuck, Shen Yuan was into that. She wanted Mo Beijie to do that to her. Shen Yuan, she blurted out, looking Mo Beijie in the eye, cheeks feeling like they might melt the blush she so carefully applied off her face. My name, she added, like a useless little pill bug who really should have stayed curled up into a ball. Mo Beijie stepped forwards, moving a hand to trace along Shen Yuan's jaw, tilting her face up. Cute. She moved back, and Shen Yuan, who had all but turned to liquid in Mo Beijie's grasp, nearly fell flat on her ass. Shang Qinghua caught her, pulling her up, and after nervously checking to see that she was all right, fucking smirking like the little demon hamster she was.
Don't fall, princess. I'm not a rich kid like you. I can't afford hospital bills.
Then she leaned up and kissed her on the mouth, and Shen Yuan could taste the damn strawberry shortcake lip balm. She had the same flavor at home. She had on, and when she pulled back, Shang Qinghua bit her lip for good measure, patting her on the space between her collarbone and boob awkwardly. Shen Yuan caught sight of Mo Beijie watching them like they were peak reality TV. Fuck.
Come on, I'm too horny to stay here. Get us an Uber already.
Shang Qinghua whined, hanging off Shen Yuan's arm as they moved off the dance floor.
I'm fucking trying. I don't even know where we're going, hissed Shen Yuan,
only to have Mo Beijie grab her phone before handing it back with an address typed in.
That was hot. Why was that hot?
After you, my queen,
Shang Qinghua said, holding open the door as they reached the exit, nearly tripping as she moved aside. Shen Yuan grabbed her arm, hauling her up, and felt Shang Qinghua shudder. She raised an eyebrow and roughly tugged the girl along, only to see Shang Qinghua bite her lip in response. So, she liked that. A moment later, a hand wrapped around her waist and scooped her up. Shen Yuan gasped, struggling to orient herself, and heard a yelp as Shang Qinghua was picked up by the scruff of her mini-dress.
Served her right. Walk faster,
murmured Mo Beijie, not even sparing a look at them. Shen Yuan nodded, still not over how close she was to Mo Beijie's stomach, like biting distance range. Would her stomach be all soft and squishy like Shang Qinghua, or were those abs as rock hard as they looked? Better save that for later, Shen Yuan thought as she was placed, surprisingly gingerly, into the back seat of a fucking limo? A nice one at that. Padded leather seats in a rich blue. Clearly, Mo Beijie had called for one before they'd even ended up out here. So then... When Shen Yuan recovered her phone from where she had stuffed it into her bra, she saw the address had been put into a contact, not the Uber app. A contact with a phone number and the name Mo Beijun.
Hang on, you got her number?
Shang Qinghua had her cheeks squished against Shen Yuan's like personal space was a new word she had yet to fully learn to pronounce, and made grabby hands.
No fair, dude. I want to put my number in too. Gimme!
Shen Yuan gave up her phone and watched Shang Qinghua's glittery nails tap across the screen before shoving it back at her.
There! You better text me, bitch!
Mo Beijun made a noise like affirmation from where she sat next to them, hand coming down to squeeze Shang Qinghua's ass, causing the mousy girl to squeal as she shifted to sit up and get herself buckled in. This was going to be something.
The end. That was so cute. These three have like such a great dynamic together, and like when they're being kind of flirty at each other, it's just chef's kiss. Anyway, I hope some of you guys will join us in recognizing the genius that is the ship, which is Mo Beijun, Shang Qinghua, and Shen Qingqiu.